The lineup at this year's Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival reads like a who's who of modern bluegrass. Grammy winners Ricky Skaggs, Tim O'Brien, and Jerry Douglas all traveled to take part in the musical weekend. Also traveling to the tiny Berkshire Mountain town of Ancrumdale, New York, was the Del McCoury Band, 9-time winner of the International Bluegrass Music Association's Entertainer of the Year Award.
Let an old racehorse run. Feel the wind in his mane again. See the pride in his eyes. Let him bring back old memories of the races he's won. There's a freedom that flows way down in his soul. Let an old racehorse run.
Other high-profile acts at Grey Fox this year included the Austin Lounge Lizards, the Gibson Brothers, and the all-girl band Uncle Earl. It was a busy weekend for Uncle Earl's banjo player, Abigail Washburn. In addition to 2 main stage performances with that group, she also had her own set on the main stage. Lending Abigail a hand during that performance were friends including cellist Ben Soli, fiddler Casey Dreesen, and Bela Fleck on banjo. That band toured China last year under the name the Sparrow Quartet and has just released their first recording.
Well, I sing because I'm happy.
Isn't exactly traditional bluegrass, the Grey Fox audience rewarded the Sparrow Quartet with a standing ovation. Abigail Washburn wasn't surprised by the crowd response. After all, she says, Grey Fox is a very special festival.
It's this great combination of an amazing roster of performers, but then also the fans that are just so enthusiastic and loving and passionate about the music, to the point where they actually are jamming all night at their own campsites. It's incredible. There's not that much of a veil between the performers and the fans themselves. It's just a really special place like that.
And were you out there with them all night at the campsites?
I think I was. I can't remember. Yes, I was.
But then you still managed to get yourself up on stage at 11 in the morning with a full band.
That was some hard work there, I'll tell you. Those first couple of songs, it was like, are the words going to come out?
But the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival is more than sitting in front of the stage watching performers. Perhaps more than any other style of music, bluegrass encourages fans to learn to play. Grey Fox offered several different ways to learn music this year. One was a visit to the workshop stage, where pros play and share tips, tricks, and techniques. There is also the Academy. Each summer, Kathy Good spends a week teaching fiddle at the Grey Fox Bluegrass Academy for Kids. At home in Newton, Massachusetts, Kathy teaches using the Suzuki method, which has students attending both private and group lessons.
They have to learn how to play together, learn together, and hopefully to develop camaraderie and respect for each other. And those are certainly things that we're trying to do in the Bluegrass Academy.
This was a special year for the Grey Fox Festival family. While 2006 marked the 7th year of operation under that name, this is the 30th year that a Bluegrass Festival has been held on the Rothfoss Farm in Ancrumdale, New York. The Berkshire Bluegrass Festival of the 70s became Winterhawk through the 80s and the 90s, and then Grey Fox. But despite the name changes, one thing has stayed the same. For as long as anyone can remember, the Dry Branch Fire Squad, led by singer and mandolinist Ron Thomason, has been hosting the festival. I'm Catherine Cole.
I'm gonna
fall in love.
Ain't coming down till morning.
Going up,
going up on a mountain. Ain't coming down till late.
Thank you so very much. You're a wonderful, wonderful audience, and it's a great honor to get to play for you. We appreciate it.